bound for South Australia, 17th to the 23rd of April, 1836. The passengers on board the four ships already on their way to South Australia must have felt some sense of relief when they were finally out at sea and heading in the right direction. Those on board the John Peary and the Duke of York had first left Britain 8 weeks before, but savage storms had forced them to return to port for repairs and resupply. The Lady Mary Pelham and the Cygnet had not had such dramas and were making steady progress. On the Duke of York, Captain Morgan recorded, "All this 24-hour strong winds with a high sea, the wind east-northeast and a high sea steering southwest, shipped great quantities of water on deck, allowanced 3 quarts of water a man per day to all hands. These high seas and the water on deck would have meant a wet and miserable time for the passengers below. It is interesting, too, to note the water rations. People had to drink, wash and cook with these rations." As they sailed further out to sea, passengers and crew on board the John Peary had a reminder of the storm they had weathered several weeks before when they came across the remains of a wrecked ship. "At 6 p.m. we came in sight of part of a wreck consisting of a lower mast and yard, a top mast and yard with a few spars, round top and the remnant of sails and rigging, all of which had no doubt been carried away from some unfortunate vessel. We took only one spar, as our decks are already too much lumbered for stowing any more, but they will be a good prize to a ship that can make more room for them.